Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Bell, coming up, what's on Oren's mind is Day-Day's off today. We need to give you a leaderboard update at the Open Championship. It's brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your local trusted fiduciary advisors, and Bobby Jones Golf Course. Golf open for everyone, and by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. Mike, we've been checking this out. And guys, yes. It has gotten very interesting.
Yes. Lucas Herbert.
Who?
I said Lucas Herbert, Carl.
Yeah.
From down under, mate. Lucas Herbert shot a record, right? That was a course tying record, 62?
62.
As did Sam Burns, too, by the way, from the U.S. He's at 500, but the leader is Lucas Herbert, and he is at 8 under. And again, he's an Australian pro golfer. I looked up his bio because I never heard of this dude. He has one win on the PGA Tour, but it was in Bermuda in the fall. That didn't really count.
No.
Three wins in Europe. His best finish ever at a major, tied for 13th back in 22 at the PGA. So he'll probably be teeing off tomorrow with Bryson DeChambeau. More on him in a second. And probably his pants, but we'll see. We can only hope that he does it. But the big story today, unless you're fans of Lucas Herbert, is what you're seeing from Bryson DeChambeau, and he's been on fire today, Carl.
Mike, I told you yesterday he was being strategic in round one, even more so in round two. He is not being careless. Guys, he can hit it wherever he wants, further than anybody. But being in the fairway, and it sounds, you know, simplistic, so important. And Mike, he was out of danger and worked himself out of danger. There was a hole. He should have probably took a double. He should have been out of bounds. And he ended up making par. But Bryson today shoots a 66.
Right. And this is a guy, remember, has not made the cut at any of the majors this year. He missed out on the Masters, the U.S., the PGA. And basically, Nick Faldo echoing the sentiments of some at the Golf Channel who hate Liv, basically saying, I don't think you can do this YouTube golf and do whatever the hell he's been doing and be competitive in addition to his live. Either way, this would be huge for Bryson DeChambeau, who birdies 18, as Carl mentioned, to be a stroke behind Lewis Herbert, 7-under. Jackson Suber went 1-under today. That's a kid from Ole Miss. He's never won anything yet on tour.
Nope.
But he's hanging in there. Cameron Young, he's doing pretty good in the USA. He's got the big experience on the big stage at 6-under. And I mentioned Sam Burns also with the course tying record 62. So it looks like the cut is going to be 1-over. So all the usual suspects are in. Scottie Scheffler, you said he struggles with the putter today.
He was in position all day, edges, on the edges. And look, he'll probably go back and watch this round. And I don't know when or if it's tonight or whatever. He's right there. Mm. The difference today was DeChambeau hit the putts. And he didn't. They played in the same group. Scotty ends 4-under today. DeChambeau 7-under. That was the difference, Mike. They were both right there all day, but DeChambeau hit the putts.
I mentioned Tommy Fleetwood. I got a bet with my neighbor that he chokes it, but we'll see.
Here he comes.
And Tommy Fleetwood at 4-under, making his approach on 18. Also, we've got John Rahm. Again, the big fella is at 4-under, so he's totally in contention. J.J. Spahn.
Mike, I need this, by the way. I need Rahm. Yes. I need Scheffler. I need DeChambeau. I need Fleetwood. Yep. I need those guys all in contention.
British Open champion Shane Lowry at 3-under as well. So there's a lot of big names. And if you're not a golf fan, by the way, that's not my country. Well, it is my country, too, but it's actually God Save the King. We discovered this. A lot of our listeners are like, why is Oren playing My Country, Tis of Thee? It's, you know what, we'll... I guess they didn't teach it in social studies. It doesn't matter. But there, it's the British Open at Royal Birkdale. And if you're a golf fan, and a lot of guys are, there's nothing like waking up Saturday and Sunday, early morning. And Sunday, what a sports day. You're going to wake up, you'll have the British Open, right? And then you'll have your World Cup final at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, for those who care. And right. I do. Look, I didn't come this far over the last 6 weeks to watch all this World Cup and not see who wins and why. But yeah, man, DeChambeau, by the way, birdied the last two. So that was what got him to the 66 and certainly the 7-under. Mm. Great stuff over there. More on this is Fleetwood, and there's another group that's finishing up, as you mentioned, Rahm and Fleetwood. So we'll give you the latest coming up a little bit later on. Mike, let's talk some NFL, man, because Seahawks rookies report today. Whoa. What?
Yeah. They get extra early because are they playing in the pro football Hall of Fame game?
Or? The first game of the season, which is earlier this year.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
It's a Wednesday, actually, guys, to be honest with you. It's the Wednesday before all the games kick off that weekend, but it's gotcha. Wednesday, Thursday. Remember the NFL, Wednesday, Thursday, and then
Monday, Wednesday, yeah. Tuesday, Sunday, Saturday.
And they will host New England. And then the 49ers rookies report tomorrow. So the vets get a couple more days, and then they'll be there. But football's here. Meanwhile, Drake May says he's building great chemistry with teammate A.J. Brown. He says, quote, it's been awesome. I'm really looking forward to playing with him. I'm looking forward to getting to camp and building some chemistry. And I know it's already some of it's already there for me. I just got to throw it near him and he'll make a play. I think Drake May threw for over 4,000 yards last year, guys, and that wasn't a fluke. I think he'll be one of these guys we'll be talking about again this season. New England's good. I don't know if they'll be back in the Super Bowl, but he finally has something he didn't have last year, Mike. And I this is a legitimate guy to his point that you can throw it out there. He can make plays. You think A.J. Brown, you said, is a 1,300-yard guy this season?
Or more. I think so. I mean, he's going to feel like he's died and gone to heaven because, you know, look, you want to call him a diva, Jalen Hurts. We're big fans of Jalen Hurts. See, sometimes, you know, a Super Bowl against Kansas City, you know, you saw the deep ball. It's just so infrequent. And if you're A.J. Brown, you're leaving points on the board. That's why.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes he decides to read a book on the sideline. Not going to be the problem in New England. We talked earlier with BMAC, Brian McFadden. I said, somebody's going to call. He says, yes, somebody will definitely call Stephon Diggs despite all the weirdness and the smoke. There'll be some injuries. And a guy who's a 1,000-yard receiver with 4 touchdowns last year for the Patriots will get a job.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. They are finally inducting him into their Ring of Honor. I thought this would have already happened, to be honest with you. But what's come to light as of recent with Chris Johnson, they are going to enter him into the Ring of Honor at Nissan Stadium Sunday, September 13th. You've seen the footage. Maybe you've heard about it now. Johnson is 40 years old, revealed last month that he's been diagnosed with ALS, and he's already to the point where he can't speak anymore.
Yeah.
So they said, this is the Titans, that he holds a special place in our hearts and in our organization with our fans. And so they are going to induct him. 2,006 yards is what he ran for in 2009. It was, at the time, the 7th highest single rushing total ever, and I think it still is because we know Saquon just recently ran for 2,000 yards. But he had an amazing run with the Titans, the 24th overall pick in the 2008 draft. And so that's great for him, man, and great for his family. But it's hard for me to watch and see him at this point.
I saw the video when he was talking on Good Morning America, or as you said, communicating through the electronic device. Man, it just breaks your heart because this guy was the most electrifying, to your point, players in the league. Hey, man, the Falcons played in Japan in 05. That was a blast. And now,
preseason? What was it?
That was a preseason game against the Colts. That's the one where Arthur Blank and I were having a conversation in front of 500 people at the
Mike, what are you doing here?
Well, I came over for the trip, Arthur. Where are you staying? Next thing you know, Arthur's having a conversation. I was very undressed.
Was he going to invite you to his suite?
I was wearing like a Piggly Wiggly t-shirt and like a Braves baseball cap. I was very underdressed for this press conference at the Tokyo. You could ask Wes about it. Wes and Arch were there. But anyway, then we went to this great bar that had like all this great Japanese and American baseball memorabilia. It was a wonderful weekend. The reason I bring it up, NFL plans to play a regular season game in Japan. 05 was the last time a preseason game was played there. They played about 10 games in Japan between the late 80s and that game we just talked about. But just like, if you're in Australia, you're already in that time zone. Might as well be in Tokyo and put more eyeballs on your product.
Legitimately, where else can they go?
Well, Russia's not going to be on anybody's list anytime soon.
And they're not going to China.
Yet. And okay. China, yeah, that's bad juju. But don't rule it out. I mean, the NBA kind of got caught in the ringer on that one. Antarctica, but really not much of an audience unless you're going to get penguins to buy your jerseys and sneakers. But no.
Yeah, I'm just saying that they're all over Europe, right? We're in Spain. Now, obviously London, you're in Germany.
Eastern Europe now, if you want to talk about like Romania. I mean, Istanbul, Turkey. I'm just thinking of other markets out there.
It's crazy.
Istanbul has had Formula One. That would be just kind of penetrate Eastern Europe as far as markets. Just as you said, where else can you go?
Where else can you go? But you know what? So look, I'm over that whole I hate it because we do. I just hate it for the fact that if it's your team, to Mike's point, you lose that game, and you know, if you're a season ticket holder and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, most of these games are on so early, Mike, it doesn't affect my NFL day.
Right.
Matter of fact, it starts earlier.
It's funny. I was talking to a dude at the gym, Jerome, the good Jerome, not like the Alabama fan, always bust your chops somewhere up at Hooters and Buford. But my Jerome works out, former APD. He was saying, are you going to go to Madrid? He says, you and Carl are going to go. I said, I think two things. How does this Falcon season go? You know, if we get off to a really hot start, yes, I know I'm going to pay through the nose because Falcons, you can go on the website.
Yep.
They've got a big package deal just like they did for Berlin. And if you're a Falcon fan, you want to do it. I know a lot of my friends went and loved it. But yeah, I'm not bearish, but I'm just on the fence right now for Madrid.
Yeah.
Because it ain't cheap.
No, it's not. We did discuss and talked about it. And look, this is why I'm cautiously optimistic. And look, it's not Kevin Stefanski's fault. It's not anybody's fault at this point. It's just where I've been. Like, Mike, if we were coming off of three playoff appearances and, right. You know, the momentum to a road to a Super Bowl and all that stuff, we felt differently. But right now I feel like a lot of Falcon fans. And that's just – there's nothing bad about it, but prove it.
Right.
Let's go win early, get some momentum, and maybe, you know, we start to feel a lot better about things. And that's what I'm hoping. That's why that Steelers game – B-Mac got me all hot, man, because I'm like, that Steelers game, right. Man. I'm like, let's go handle this.
And I definitely want to do Pittsburgh because that's that downtown. That's the time of year you want to be in Pittsburgh, man.
It's the best.
Oh, it's the best in September.
2 years ago, it was the
Cowboys. You were for the Cowboys. You're doing that TV thing, right?
Yeah, it was a doc, the Cowboys-Steelers game. Yeah, that was incredible. That was a Sunday night game, though. But, right. Yeah, to start the season, the weather will be great. We're talking about road trips for the Falcons, guys, and that's what gets us to that whole, you know, are you going overseas? By the way, when is that game? Is that game November?
Right. I got to look it up. Oh, hold on. I just closed the window.
No, I'm just thinking out loud. The Madrid game is in November, I believe it is, right?
Right.
I want to say. All right, man.
It is... We're playing, who are we playing? Kansas City?
No, it's the Bengals.
You're right. You had it right the first time. So Sunday, November 8th, basically the same weekend we were in Berlin last year.
Wow. Okay. All right, man, we're coming back. We'll find out what is on Oren's mind when we return on Sports Radio 92.9 Game.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.